Hi there, and welcome to Magic Time Podcast, brought to you by Coast Insurance. I'm Scott Squires, pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Moncton Magic, Joe Salerno. How are things going today as we make our way through December, Coach?
We're doing well, Scott. You know, we're it's getting closer to game day here on Saturday, which we're really looking forward to. So, you know, just kind of plugging away. You know, like I mentioned before we got on here, the weather's perfect in Moncton today. It's snow flurries, but it's pretty warm, and it's just kind of a nice morning here. So, you know, things are good.
Good holiday weather kind of setting the tone for the season. And you mentioned game day coming up. You made the trade with Sudbury for Justin Moss, getting Maurice Jones Sr. back. How'd it come about?
To clarify, Scott, Maurice actually won't be in the lineup this weekend. We're still in negotiations with Mo, but I had a great discussion with him yesterday. You know, he was excited about the trade. You know, as he said, he's heard a lot of great things about Moncton. And, you know, we actually almost picked up Mo in a trade last year. So him and I have chatted before. But, you know, I mean, for us, you know, training camp, you never really know how things are going to shake out. And obviously it was a really difficult decision to move Justin Moss. It's a very good player, and he's a real class act. He's a true pro, and I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, he's been having a nice camp. You know, unfortunately, this whole thing is a big puzzle, and it's not just the pieces fitting together on the court. It's obviously off the court when you're talking about structure of the roster, you know, number of Canadians, salary cap. There's a lot of things that go into this. So for us, you know, moving Justin was a difficult decision. But, you know, I am very pleased in what we got in return, and that's the protected rights to Maurice Jones. And I think we all know what an impact player he is. You know, for right now, we'll kind of see how things shake out. We are going to go through this weekend's game with Sudbury, with our current roster. You know, if we do come to terms with Mo, you know, there's a chance he may be here next week. You know, we'll kind of see how all that plays out.
And just for fans that may not know a whole lot about him, he started out at the University of Southern California. He was a starting point guard as a freshman for USC and then made a transfer to another college, an NCAA Division II school in Northwood, where he had a fantastic career. He's had some good numbers, some great times in the National Basketball League of Canada. He was a steals leader in 2018, an assists leader in 2017, the rookie of the year in 2017. What other things should fans get excited about with Mojo?
He's a big-time player. I mean, he, again, is a very proven guy in our league. And I can't stress enough that getting a guy who has done it in our league is so much different than getting a young, talented guy who hasn't played in the NBL Canada. Like I've said before, and people who are in the inner circle of the NBL, like, they know this is a different animal. It really is. Maurice is a proven guy. He's had nothing but success in our league. And, you know, year after year, although, you know, obviously smaller in stature, I mean, he has just a huge game, and he's a big, impactful player, and he's a tough guy. You know, he's a tough player, and he just does so many things with the basketball, whether it's creating shots for teammates or getting to the rim or scoring himself. And, you know, I think him defensively, he's overlooked a lot. You know, he's been a steals leader. He really is kind of a pesky defender. So, like I said, he's a big time get for us when it comes to now retaining his protected rights. And I'm certainly looking forward to, you know, possibly having the chance to work with Mo Jones this season.
He kind of reminded me in a lot of ways of Al Stewart. That defensive ability, that peskiness, not the biggest in stature, but a guy that can come on the floor and almost in seconds change the course or the flow or the momentum of a game. Having coached Al Stewart and seen Maurice Jones Sr., Coach, maybe from your perspective, you know, how do you compare those two players? Are there comparables?
I hate to compare anybody to Al Stewart. I mean, Al Stewart is an all-time great in this league. And, you know, if this league continues over the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, Al Stewart's going to be a guy that's looked at, you know, like the Wilt Chamberlains and the Elgin Baylors. He's going to be one of the kind of guys that was in the league very early on. That was just a huge impact player, and Al is an all-time great. There definitely are some physical similarities, you know, in their game. They're both lightning quick. They're both very good defenders for their size. You know, they can just wreak havoc, and that's something that Al did for years for me. And I see that similarity with Mo Jones. You know, they're both incredible athletes when you talk about the physical shape that they're in, and and how quick they are and agile. And there definitely some similarities. I think on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Maurice probably has a little bit more of a knack for scoring. You know, he's very good in pick and roll, and he just creates a lot of problems for teams. You know, I agree with you, Scott. There are some similarities, and you know, until I get the time to actually coach Maurice Jones and kind of see his personality, his leadership characteristics. You know, like I said, anybody's a tough guy to compare to Al Stewart, especially when you're talking to me, because I probably have the highest level of respect for Al Stewart out of anyone in the basketball world.
Yeah, well said, Coach, and me as well. One of the great guys that I've met. Super guy off the court as well. Two times, so a big shout out to our guy, Al Stewart. And Coach, Maurice Jones, that's a work in progress right now as you try to talk to him and see where things are going to go moving forward. What about the rest of the roster now? Wayne McCullough back in town. He's getting assimilated with his new teammates as well as the core guys from last year. Where does the roster sit right now, and how satisfied are you with where things are ahead of your game on Saturday against Sudbury?
Yeah, Wayne arrived this weekend. He got here on Sunday. We actually also added another new face to our training camp roster, actually a new face to the league. His name is Jamal Samuel. He's a 6'9", real kind of stretch four. He's a guy that really has the ability to catch and shoot. You know, he's a great pick-and-pop threat, and he can put the ball on the floor, and he's just extremely long. He's a very, very long 6'9", which obviously helps on the defensive end as well. So, you know, both of those guys, him and Wayne, got here this weekend. They've had a couple practices with us and some individual workouts. And, you know, it's great having Wayne back. You know, Wayne is a guy who's just he's one of the guys. He's one of those core group of guys that we have back. So it is nice to have him back. And, you know, Jamal is getting acclimated to how we do things and the systems we run and expectations. So, you know, it's good. It's good to have both those guys here. We are currently at 11 players right now, with including Wayne and Jamal. You know, and that's who we plan on running this weekend against Sudbury.
We'll take a closer look at what's going on in training camp, and we'll do that with Coach Salerno right after this. You're listening to Coast Insurance Magic Time. We'll be back.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance. Our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
Welcome back to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Scott Squires with you. We'll keep chatting now with the head coach of the Moncton Magic, Joe Salerno. And Coach, we mentioned the exhibition game you got coming up this weekend at the Avenir Center, Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Sudbury Five. And training camp's been underway now for a couple of weeks, so you've had a pretty good opportunity to look at a lot of these guys. Obviously, the core guys, you know, but some of the newer faces in camp. You and the coaching staff, how are you feeling about where things are with training camp? What have you been seeing? What have you liked?
Yeah, I think we feel pretty good, Scott, where things are at. I think thus far, you know, things have gone kind of according to schedule and according to plan. You know, we really wanted to have those first couple of games, you know, Raleigh and at Sudbury as evaluation tools and to try to kind of thin down the training camp roster. And I think we've been successful at doing that. You know, we've now had a week and a half or so to kind of prepare for the second set of preseason games. Obviously, Saturday night at home against Sudbury, and then we'll travel to St. John's, Newfoundland next weekend for a Sunday afternoon game with the Edge. Where we're at now is really kind of more playing our rotation guys closer to their normal minutes and kind of seeing what that looks like. You know, we thin things out. This is kind of what our roster is looking like right now, what it's shaping up to be, and let's kind of get a feel for exactly what we look like with those, you know, 10 or 11 players. Obviously, we'll, you know, Corey Allman won't be in the lineup this weekend, so that still changes, you know, some things. But his progress is actually ahead of schedule right now, which is great. So, you know, I think we're in a pretty good place. You know, having 11 guys here right now, you know, there's a chance we carry 11 on our roster this year. There's a chance we carry 10. And, you know, but I think we're on schedule and, you know, we've put a good group together, and now it's just kind of finishing things up and tying off loose ends and trying to get ready for December 26th.
And I know it can be so hard to tell when you're just in training camp and you haven't played any live games during a regular season. But, you know, you've been around a long time and you've coached a long time and you've got a good feel for the game and what's going on in front of you. Are you getting any closer to a sense of what this team identity could be and what you want it to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be more of the same of last year. I mean, we still, you know, all season long, we're you know, a top two team in the league defensively. You know, I think us and the Riptide kind of went back and forth all season last year. And we have some guys that can really get down and defend. And we have some length and we have some athletes. When you look at guys like Marcus Lewis and Jeremiah Morty and Wayne McCullough and Denzel Taylor, these are lockdown guys. These are guys that enjoy playing defense. They like stirring it up and creating some chaos for opponents. And I think when you add a Ronald Delph and his size and the length that Jamal Samuel has, again this season, I think our identity is going to be a very tough, gritty defensive team that creates offense off of turnovers and getting stops. And, you know, the other guy right now that has just been tremendous defensively is Brandon Neal. He's another guy that is just, you know, long and athletic and a tough kid. And, you know, that's the way it seems like we're heading, which I'm fine with. You know, I love coaching defense and, you know, we'll kind of see how it pans out. But I think, again, we're getting closer. And right now, actually, you know, when you talk about figuring out your identity, you know, these next 2 weeks and these last couple of preseason games is a great tool to do that, you know, before you head into your season opener.
And something else, Coach, just to ask you quickly, and maybe it's something you've thought about, maybe not, but with the change in the league this year in terms of there being 8 teams, 2 divisions, 4 teams in each, and only the top 2 in each division making the playoffs and then going into the final, does that change how you approach the regular season any? Because there's going to be a little more emphasis on regular season games. Have you even talked about that as a coaching staff?
No, we haven't discussed it. I know it's in the back of everybody's mind. And, I mean, we always put a lot of emphasis on every regular season game last year. You know, we were competing to have home court advantage throughout the playoffs, and that was a goal of ours throughout the regular season. You know, this year, I think even before you can do that, you have to talk about, hey, there's only, you know, 4 teams going to the postseason this year, and every game matters. And we don't ever – you know, take a night off in the regular season. You can't. You can't do that in this league. You have to be at your best every night. And I think there will be a target on our back this year. I think we're all aware of that. I don't even think it really needs to be discussed. You know, when we went to Sudbury for that first preseason game, you can just hear from the commentary and you can hear from the fans and on social media, like, oh, the defending champs, and, you know, we're going to beat the defending champs. And it's a preseason game, yet there was a little extra sauce to it, right? And that can be expected. And our guys need to be able to handle that every night. So our work is definitely going to be cut out for us. And I think there's some other very good training camp rosters in the league right now, and there's going to be some very competitive teams. So, yeah, every game matters. And that's kind of the way it should be, though, right? That's the way you want it.
And final thing for you, basketball related, before we move on and talk quickly about Christmas and your Christmas shopping adventures. The 27th of December is going to be a big day on the Moncton Magic calendar for the franchise, for the city of Moncton. It's when you're going to hang your first ever championship banner. Have you allowed yourself to even wonder what that night's going to be like? And if so, what are those thoughts?
I think I've been so just kind of wrapped up in training camp and kind of overwhelmed with that. I haven't thought about it much up to about a few days ago. I actually got a call. Both of my sisters are actually going to fly up for that, which is really exciting. Obviously, my older sister lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's coming in for that night. And my younger sister lives in Vermont. She'll also be coming up for that game. So I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call for me, like, wow, this is really going to kind of be a cool night, and it's a special occasion. And I'm certainly excited for it. I'm excited for our players. I'm excited for all the returning guys that are back here, to be able to kind of, you know, get their ring in front of our home crowd. You know, obviously the organization, John Manship and Mike Story, and I'm excited for everybody, all of those guys, their families, you know, to be recognized by our fan base for a really great season and a lot of hard work. And that's what really excites me about that. So yeah, it's going to be a special night for sure. I've been waiting a long time to see a banner like that go up. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting evening at the Avenir Center on December 27th. So, Coach, before we came on recording the podcast, we were just having a little conversation. And, of course, the topic of holidays came up and Christmas shopping. And I mentioned to you that, you know, nowadays I kind of do a large percentage of my shopping online, mainly through Amazon. And you were kind of telling me that you're more of an old school guy, but You did dip into the online shopping just a little bit. Why this year for the online shopping?
I did, and that's not me. I love kind of strapping up, you know, the chin strap and getting ready to go out into the mall and the crowds and kind of go to war for a couple hours. I love that. I love Christmas. I love buying gifts for my family and people. And anyway, Kent Wallace kind of turned me on to Amazon and Amazon Prime, and we had actually ordered some basketball equipment for our training camp through Amazon. And we did it through Kent's account, and he's like, you know, you need to get your own account. Like, this is great. And yeah, he's kind of turned me a little bit, you know, but I'm holding strong. I've only ordered one thing from Amazon. That was a gift for Camden, which I'm still expecting arrival. I'm looking forward to kind of doing the last minute shopping thing. That's what I love to do and kind of bang it out in one trip. Yeah, man, I love it. I love Christmas. It's definitely my favorite time of year.
And something else, we talked about it before in other podcasts, especially during this time of year, but there is this incredible correlation between your family, the Salernos, and the Hollywood family, the Griswolds. And Christmas Vacation, one of my all-time, probably, no, it is. It's my all-time favorite Christmas holiday movie. There's very big similarities between you. So you would be Clark, your wife Darcy would be Ellen, and then Camden and Alex would be Rusty and Audrey. So what's it like when you go get the tree with the Salernos / Griswolds?
There is a lot of comparisons. I know this, I think this came up last year, but, you know, everything from, you know, last weekend I'm hanging the Christmas lights up on my house, and I'm you know, I'm not going to shortchange this. Like, I have the 40-foot extension ladder out, and I'm up on the roof above my driveway, and it's scary as hell. And I got, you know, Camden, get out here and give me a hand, you know, come, you know, untangle these hundreds of Christmas lights. And yeah, it's very similar in that sense. And yeah, it's our tradition every year. We go out and we cut down our own Christmas tree, like the Griswolds. And, you know, we did that last weekend. I actually did that on my birthday, you know, last weekend, which was great. It's something I really enjoy. And, you know, we do all those type things, and it's funny. This is how I grew up. This is traditions in my house, and you're kind of passing it down to your kids. And there absolutely is some similarities between the Salernos and Griswolds, no doubt. I won't deny it. But, hey, I love it. And it's one of my favorite movies as well, no question. And, you know, with my sisters coming up for Christmas, and, of course, I think my father will probably make it up as well. You know, I'll have a full house. We'll have a lot of family members there, and again, it'll be more probably scenes from Christmas Vacation, which is awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure, and I'm just picturing what that Salerno household is going to be like right around Christmas Boxing Day. That's what Christmas and the holidays are all about, being together with family. Listen, Coach, thanks very much for spending a little bit of time today. Good luck in your game this weekend, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next week and finding out what's happening with the team then.
Okay, sounds great, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. That is Coach Joe Salerno of the Moncton Magic. So again, a big thank you to Coach Salerno for joining us today. Always fun talking to the coach, especially about the family stuff, the Salernos / Griswolds. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Coast Insurance Magic Time today. I'm Scott Squires. Enjoy the rest of your day, friends. And remember, if you can't take part in sport, be a good one anyway. Bye for now.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.